The weekly conversation with Netreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Netreya. Do not be combative. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, past times, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Netreya, God's Words Continuously. Shalom, have a good God's pastime.
Welcome to the mission of Netreya's Conversation Room. We are here mostly today for the challenge that has been presented to us last week by a Muslim friend, that he is going to bring another friend that probably is more familiar with Islam, and we were supposed to discuss that topic and see who is the truthful one. Is really this a revelation from God, or Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet and there is no other prophet after him? So is this person here in the room, please raise your hand so we can start the discussion. Actually, not only this mission is calling for Muslims to come and join and become united with the rest of the world, we are calling all the people in the mystical path, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalists, saints in the Christianity, Sufis, and any other religion that teaches that the goal of the life is to become one and have an experience with God directly. Therefore, if you know someone in Hinduism or in organization in Hinduism, Buddhism, or Kabbalist, or any other mystical path, we'd like everybody send them an email or a letter and tell them that their expectation is now fulfilled and they are called to come and join us. This is also calling all the Jews and Hebrews to realize the Messiah that they have been waiting for, and the revelation of unification, and who is an elect, and this is the end time. We are calling them also to come and join the people in the mystical path and realize that indeed God has been sending all this revelation and they are a part of it. So send them emails, send them letters, and invite them to come and see and realize that their expectation is fulfilled. We are calling all the Christians to understand this revelation, that their expectation also is fulfilled and the Christ has returned again with the revelation of the unification, and the time is indeed right for this revelation to come. We are also, of course, calling for Muslims to recognize that their Khalifa that they are waiting for to return has returned indeed. Therefore, they should come and see their expectation is fulfilled. And the Baha'is, of course, have been waiting after Bab for the He who will be manifest. And then He come, He will reveal to them greater things that they did not even before. That has also happened. For all of you who are in the mission or interested in what we teach here, invite all the people in all religions of the world and let them know that their expectation now is fulfilled. The seventh seal is open, the book sealed with the seventh seal is revealed to humanity, and they indeed have no choice but to come together as the children of God. There is no separation, there is no difference between them. Some has been blessed over others because they have been doing better in previous lifetime, therefore they have been rewarded. Some have not been given as much because they did not listen to God and His callings, and therefore they are not in that higher level. And all humans, of course, have to learn lessons that God has been sending to man. Humans have to learn to get along with each other, to realize and recognize the divinity in each person, and instead of war, bickering, and destructive tendency to learn to become nice to each other, realize and recognize that they are brothers and sisters in God. There is no separation between them from gender, race, nationality. They are all the children of God. If you hurt any other person on earth, you are hurting God, and since you are a part of God, you are hurting yourself. Therefore, whoever hurts other people eventually will be hurt. And this is the time to forgive and forget the past wounds and come together refreshed and fresh and start from the beginning with each other and forget about what did who to whom, and now we have to revenge because something happened 500 years ago or 2000 years ago. Those who have done bad, they have already been punished. Now it is the time for human to recognize and realize the message of Christ, to forgive. Forgive to be forgiven. And a lot of religions and people on earth need that sentence. How to forgive one another? Or not to forgive and continue the destructive tendencies and revenge and counter-revenge and eventually the complete destruction of humanity. So this is a great opportunity for a human to come, to forget and forgive and realize that the law of the karma truly works, and those who did bad in the past or will do in the future, they will bear the fruit. Of course, human life span is very short compared with the history and the way God works, which seems very slow to humanity, but eventually those who will do harm to others will receive their due. This is the things that humans all have to realize and recognize, and many of them badly need grace instead of law or rigid understanding of the religion and dogmas. But they have to drop all those dogmas that bound them and create an environment that revenge and counter-revenge and all the problems that we have continue to be on earth. So it's not only calling all the religion to come together and see the revelation of God, the last testament have come to them, but they have to grow and recognize and realize the laws that governs this universe, and those laws has been set up to guide human back to where they have all come from, to God, to the essence, to what they really are. Because you are not your body, you are not your emotion, you are not this physical world. This is all are temporary. There is nothing which you can touch, test, smell, or has the attribute of the manifested world is permanent. So anybody who gets or become attached to anything but the essence, they are not very successful and they are not very aware of the truth of life. they become attached to those things, then they have lost the goal of the life, which is to be, come true, become divine, become one with the essence. If everybody on earth realized that they have to become an essence, and all this external world is only a temporary place to make us go to that essence, then many things that we are longing and we are afraid to lose will be resolved, and we can see each man and the woman as the essence of God and help them to recognize and realize that essence as we have. If we can accomplish this, of course, that will bring greater, you know, peace and unity, and communities of life will be recreated easily. So this is a mission of education, it's the mission of turning humanity around. That's what baptism means, to turn around and stop going to the world, to turn around toward your essence. Close your eyes. Where is your essence? Your essence is not out there. You cannot satisfy your infinite longing for being with infinity or God be looking out there. The moment you open your eye, the energy goes out and it sees things, desires it, and therefore takes you to Maya or greater illusion, that this external world is so true, so real to us. But the moment you close your eyes, you start baptizing yourself, you turn around the energy within and stop letting go, letting it go without. That's what baptism means, to turn around. And when you turn around, you are baptized. And in this time, we do not baptize with the water, we baptize with the Spirit, as the scripture says, I will baptize you with the water, but he who is greater than me will baptize you with Spirit. And that is the baptism of the Spirit, to turn around, close your eyes, let the energy go within you, and look at your essence, and see yourself squarely, and face yourself squarely. That is the scariest thing anybody can do in their life, to face themselves and become absolutely honest with themselves. It is much harder to be honest to oneself than be honest to those in the external world. So close your eyes, meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. Understand yourself, see the patterns, see the problems in your life, how you always end up to the same place, with the same problems, with the same patterns. Recognize the essence is God. You are not white, black, Spanish, Asian, whatever. You are the essence of God. And cherish that essence, look at it, look at that essence, and make that essence become completely detached from the emotion, from attachments, from desires, from what makes this external world so real to us, and the rationalize what we do is correct. No. And all the prophets said, no. There is nothing within the external world you should be attached to. Nothing, nothing whatsoever. But of course, when some people hear that, they say, well, even I shouldn't be attached to my parents or my children or my wife and husband. First, you have to become detached and become absolutely attached to God. And then you will love your parents, your wife, your husband, your children in a godly way with His eyes. Not with emotional and human eye. You will see them as the essence, a part of God, and you will be able even to help them to close their eyes and be baptized and go to God. So in the beginning, when we are so attached to this external world, the word of God and His calling seems so cruel to some people that how could I drop my parents? How could I not be attached to my children? But in truth, when you are attached to God completely, then you can see your children, your wife, your husband, your family in a greater and much better light. Indeed, you will become a light for them. You will be able to let them know that indeed they are also a sons of God. So you already can become one with one another in a greater degree because you all will be concentrating on God. And that's the only way human can become united and unified together. As far as I'm concentrating on myself and my partner or my parents or my children concentrating on themselves, there is no unity between us. But the moment we all concentrate on God, we all become the essence. We are already one. There is no struggle. There is nothing to struggle about. The focus is on God. God is first. That is the awakening of spiritual forces. That is when we meditate, we awaken our spiritual forces. And then, after we awaken our spiritual forces, then we can create the environment that other people also can close their eyes. We create environment that people don't have to worry about their food or physiological and safety needs. And as more people come together and help one another, each person do a little bit, everybody will have a lot of time to meditate more, to concentrate and contemplate in a greater degree. So the community of light is the next step to create an environment for everybody to be baptized and turn around. Of course, humans, when they become more comfortable, they tend to fall into, okay, fall into the Maya. Max says he likes this idea. That's great, Max. Many people like the idea that has been presented by God in this mission. And if you read our scripture, the holiest of the holies, you will be amazed how all the questions are answered that many other religions have not been able to answer them or still fight over. So there is a lot of beautiful things in the teaching and website that you can go and read, and they're going to even like them more and more. I like to meditate more but need to work long hours. Right, well, actually that is the problem a lot of people in the West have, because the work is 8 hours a day at least, and then of course you have many other obligations that you have to keep up with Jones, and you have no choice but to spend a lot of time doing those things. And because the life has been promoted to them as be individualistic and be number one and have your own little place or house and apartment, and that makes life harder, you know, because each person is trying to do everything by themselves, and they have to work very hard for long hours, and of course after long hours they have other obligations to fulfill. So the communities of light will help these people in a greater degree by coming together and sharing. And as they do that more and more, they will find more time to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces. But that is the difference between the communities of light and the community who is prosperous, and they use their prosperity to enhance their sensual longing in a greater degree, therefore they fall even in a greater degree into Maya. So in the coming of light, after the creation of the environment, people have more time and are prosperous, their focus should be toward a spiritual progress in a greater degree, meditation, awakening of spiritual forces, realizing and reading scriptures together, reading the Word of God and realizing what is the goal of life, and also creating children that from the very beginning they are taught the goal of the life is to become divine. The goal is not those things that society is teaching them at this time. In such an environment, of course, you will progress many fold faster and sooner and accelerated in a greater degree. Therefore, the goal of the coming of light is not to become prosperous and have more time so you can fulfill your sensual desires more, but use that time and the prosperity and energy to progress toward self-actualization or self-realization in a greater degree. Of course, if you want to be in such an environment, you know, you have no choice but, you know, give up yourself. You can, everybody in the community say, okay, I'm going to meditate all the time, I'm not going to help at all, I'm not going to contribute at all, you know, I want to go to God first before anybody else goes, so I meditate here, everybody else does everything else for me, so I can get to God faster than anybody else. And then God says, what's he going to do? He said he's going to spew him out of his mouth, and therefore you shall return back to God. I mean to earth, okay? So the idea is in the community, everybody should contribute and sacrifice and give up themselves. Therefore, more people have more time and eventually create environment that more people can meditate. And after sacrificing, of course, you must become attached to the results of your action, and that is not good either. Therefore, you surrender and submit the result to God. And eventually you become a universalist. You realize God is everything. There is no separation between any part of God and any other. And therefore you shatter all the narrowness of the mind and see everybody as a sense of God. These five steps are the steps that have been revealed through five major religions of the world. Awakening of the spiritual forces, the first seal that he said, close your eyes. That is this baptism by a spirit, is the teaching of all mystical paths. Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints and Christianity, Sufis, and any other teaching says, know thyself, close your eyes, look to your essence, which is God. All are mystical paths. They are all teaching us have an experience with God. If you do not have an experience with God, if you do not have a direct relationship with God, then you follow dogmas. You have no choice. Because the preacher tells you this is what you have to believe. You have never had experience with God, and the preacher is supposed to have an experience with God, which most of them don't. So, you say, well, maybe he or she knows more than I do. They're supposed to be connected to God, and therefore I am just a layman or a regular person, and these people are supposed to be connected to God, therefore what they say, I have to believe. But of course, the more you study, the more you become educated in the religion, the more you understand and see even they are not connected to God either. They don't have any clue of what God wants. They follow the dogma they have heard from their teachers and their mentors, and though they just give you those dogmas to you, and after a while they have a religion that have an official way of explaining their belief, and many people believe because they don't know God themselves. They have not experienced God, but the moment you experience God, you see God is everything. God is everywhere. How can I separate another religion from myself and say, well, my religion is the only way. My religion is the last word of God. My religion is the only chosen one. You see, they are all dogmas. It just falls off from your spirit. Because you have had experience with God, you no longer can look at these dogmas and accept them, because you see, a huge ego is connected to those beliefs. And you very well know that where there is ego, there is separation, there is destruction, there is darkness. Therefore, having a direct experience with God, at least having a small relationship with God, will save a lot of grief of you. Maitreya, are Democrat or Republican, should we vote Bush this coming election? Thanks. Well, you really should vote for God and His kingdom. A lot of people believe that democracy is the best system. Oh, am I gonna vote for Bush or Kerry? I see. Is that the question? Or are you asking me which one you should vote? There is no such a party as God party. As is true, actually. That is what it's a kind of a personal decision at this time, but there is a fatal flaw in democracy. There is a fatal flaw in theocracy. There is a fatal flaw in dictatorship. They are all human-made systems. The fatal flaw in democracy is that if the majority wants something which is not godly, that becomes law, and everybody should follow. The scriptures tell us very clearly that the majority not always is correct. Just like when the Israelites wanted to choose a leader, they chose Saul because he was tall and handsome. They didn't choose the best man for the job. Then God chose King David and told them, this is the one will be better king for you. And he was a very teeny man and a regular person. Therefore we can see the flaw in the democracy is that majority, if choose wrong thing, it is the wrong choice. There is a big flaw in theocracy. Those who put themselves as the leader in the theocratic societies, they represent God. And of course, God is absolute. And we know absolute power corrupts absolutely. The question is, are they connected to God, those who put themselves in the place of God and rule with absolute power? Most of them are not. And that's what they will make mistake and create destructive environment. And of course, dictatorship is flawed from the very base of it. One man, without even considering being connected to God, tells everybody what to do and what follow. So we can see all the earthly system have a very fatal flaw in them. It's a system that we have brought to humanity. It is God's way of bringing great environment to everyone. And it doesn't have any flaw. I call it either to work theocracy. It's a combination of the democracy and theocracy, and it bring in a greater degree the Spirit of God into the system without making those who are creating the laws absolute powers. And therefore, we can see everybody should realize the human-made system are not going to last anymore. Even democracy is not really democratic in most of the places. It is a combination of people who have a greater power or money that rule a lot of these places, or they are chosen by the armies in those countries, mostly, not people. So you can completely see that the systems on earth are falling apart. We really don't have a system that is concentrated absolutely on people and is godly at the same time. So, to me, no matter who you vote for, it is not gonna help you, because you don't choose those who will be chosen. Okay? And there is a great a struggle between two ideology, even in this in the United States, between Democrats and the Republican, of course, the conservative and the liberals, and they're pulling the whole system and the nation to a different direction. And no matter who you choose, it's gonna not be completely satisfactory to everyone or even to yourself, because even those who promise you to do things, after they're chosen, they're not gonna follow exactly the way they promise they will. So the best is to use your intelligence and do your best, but work toward bringing God's kingdom on earth, a system that will come from the communities of light, that come from the people. They will choose their leaders from the very base of the society, and they, of course, will be the paravipras, or the people who have meditated, awakened their spiritual forces. They long to create communities of light, they sacrifice for it, they surrender and submit to God and become universalists, therefore they shatter all narrowness of the mind, and they can bring peace to humanity and prosperity to every man and woman on earth. Of course, you might say, how can they do that? There's limited resources on earth. How can they bring prosperity to everyone? Clearly, God said, or set humanity in the path to reaching to a space and bringing even greater material prosperity to everyone. There's infinite resources out there. Yes, there is limited resources on earth, but there's infinite resources out in the space. And of course, with the infinite resources, everybody can become prosper and have enough to have a good life. So the path has been given, the light is here, the way to bring that peace and unity and prosperity to every man and woman and child on earth is shown. Now we have to overcome our attachment to our, nations and countries and people, and expand ourselves to see the way God looks at the universe. God doesn't look at, only one country or one nation. Of course, the kingdom will come. That is the ultimate goal of the kingdom. And we can see that the prophecies is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. That Europe is becoming more powerful and probably is going to be the next superpower on earth. And of course, they will be the ten toy, and it's going to be clay and iron. And of course, iron and clay will not last. And the whole system of human way of thinking will not work. So it is a time that human is going toward amazing evolutionary leap. They have to go beyond their religion, their own concept, but see how each of the religion are a part of a greater revelation or realization or truth, and by understanding that, they have no choice but let go of their dogmas and their own understanding and realize God has been sending all these religions together and now they are unified, and the only way to create a system that is run with the people who are connected to God and will bring their, they will bring the Spirit of God into man and will help them to grow is being given. And of course, by reaching to a space, we will be able to have all the resources we need to satisfy our physiological and safety needs and do, and use the rest to progress, you know, physically, mentally, and spiritually to a greater degree. So this mission is a huge mission. It's amazingly covered everything in the life and revelation and the truth that has come to humanity to this point. And now it is revealed to man so they can easily see that the next step for human to progress is toward God. Krishna devotee is asking what is the name of our holy book. It is called the Holiest of the Holies, abbreviated to T-H-O-T-H, the Last Testament. It is the last revelation. God is the writer, but of course God doesn't have a body so he can come and write it down for humanity. So he have prophesied for a long time, for thousands of years, that this revelation will come from one person only, and that person will be recognized and realized by the prophecies that he will fulfill and many other signs, and the truth that he will reveal is based on the word of God and the scriptures, and it will unify all the religions of the world. And that book now has been opened. That person have come with the clear signs and has revealed that to you and humanity. So those who follow Krishna, those who follow Rama, those who follow Buddha, those who follow any beings or gurus or teachers are called to see, to understand where their understanding and realization and teachers will fall. All those who call themselves Jews or Hebrews are called to see that indeed they are a part of God also. They fall in this plan. All the Christians are called to see that they also fall to the same path, and they have a place in God's plan. And Muslim and Baha'is and all the religion on earth, there is no religion which has been left out in this revelation. And in this revelation, it clearly teaches them or make them see clear, so clearly, that they are a part of a greater truth. None of them have the ultimate truth. None of them has the answer. That's why in the scripture it shows clearly that only after the seventh angel comes, that mystery will be finished. In Hinduism and in India, they are waiting for the last avatar, the Kalki avatar, to come. And when he comes, he will finish the religion on earth for humanity. The Parsis waiting for Mitra to return, and when he come, he bring the truth to them. Nobody is left out from anybody's religion. If you read Quran or Gita, how many times have you read Gita? Many times. I have read Gita. Actually, I wrote a commentary on the first three chapters of Gita, but after I received the chapter 4 and on, I realized that they have been tampering done with the Gita. So human loves to change the scriptures of God to bring their own ideas into a scripture, and that's why the scriptures have been changed, and therefore Gita is not completely pure, as the Old Testament is not completely pure, as the New Testament is not completely pure, as the Quran is not completely pure. They all have been changed. Oh, really? Yes. That is the truth of it. If you want the truth, you have to understand our teaching in a greater degree, then you will see, you know, God does not separate man from man as untouchables, and those who, you know, in a society should be pushed completely down. If God is everything according to Hindu religion, how can we have untouchables? Yes, you should go to me, and to go to this new revelation of God. That is what we are talking here. They are calling Hindus, they are calling Buddhists, they are calling Jews, Christians, Muslims. All of them are called to come and see that you have a lot of truth. Hinduism is a fantastic, beautiful teaching, you know, but at the same time, you have a lot to learn more than you already know. Because if you are looking for the truth, this is the truth. Well, sure, Jews killed Christ because they thought that he is blaspheming, but he was the Messiah. He was the Son of God. He was an avatar. He was in pure consciousness. He had a message for them, but to them what he said is a blasphemy because they thought they know better than Christ did. Okay, when any prophet comes, of course those who hear him, it is blasphemy to them because what he says, they don't know. They don't have any clue of the teaching. That's why we encourage everybody to go to our website first, to understand our teaching in a greater degree and realize that indeed they are a part of this teaching, but at the same time a lot of part of your religion or understanding has to go. And if you cannot prove that what I say is from God and who I claim to be is from God, then you will resist the truth. But of course if you prove it to yourself that my claim is correct, then you will accept the teaching and will let go of the part that is not completely from God or is being changed by man. It's called Varna system. Talks about, okay. Major, if you learn unto your own understanding, you will not see the truth. Exactly. Exactly. What was meant by the time is near in Bible? Okay, well, the Adela has a question. What it means by time is near in Bible? And, of course, when God says time is near, it might take 100 years to get to the point that God is talking about. God's timing is different than ours, and at the time of the revelation of Baha'i teaching, in the Bible it says clearly that they went to God and asked him what, when is all this going to come, when this is going to be accomplished. And God said, in a very short time. That was around more than 250 years ago. For a short time, it's 250 years, so time is near, can be interpreted for some centuries. Of course, you have to tell me what verse you are talking about in the Bible, what part of the Bible it was, then we can probably see what he meant, time is near, and in what events he was talking about, And, okay, Revelation 22:10, okay? Right, okay. That is the part that God is talking about of coming His kingdom. There is two parts that will be accomplished in chapter 22-24. There's a period, and you let's see exactly what is the verse is 22:10, huh? All right. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophets of this book, but the time is at hand. Okay, well, this is the time that there is no longer God desires to hide the truth of the revelation or the end time to man, and the whole mystery of God has been finished. And the revelation has come to humanity, and therefore now God is revealing the whole plan of God, which will happen soon. Of course, after this chapter, there's going to be two period of coming of human of God's kingdom. One is when Christ come as the thief of the night and spread the message to those who have been called for, and gather the elects. Christ and the elects are going to be cut into the cloud together. Of course, cloud, according to the Bhagavad Gita, means confusion, as it clearly says in Bhagavad Gita that when there's confusion come and morality is no longer, you know, strong on earth, my spirit will arise on earth. So at this time of the confusion we live in, we have brought this revelation, we have these rooms and parasites, and as our resources will increase, of course, we will reach to humanity in a greater degree and call the elect to come to see this last revelation and eventually gather the elect together and create a very powerful force on earth. And then, of course, next lifetime, probably we continue this process to a point that we become a viable alternative for human in this earth. And later on, of course, in the third incarnation, we will bring the kingdom of God on earth. So that is what Revelation or the books in Bible were talking about, that Christ will come as the thief of the night in one lifetime and as the conqueror and bringer of the kingdom in another. And that goes very well with the prophecies in Hinduism for Kalki Avatar, that he will establish God's kingdom in three incarnations. So it will happen very soon, but very soon to God, of course, as we said, it doesn't mean in 5 years or 10 years. It can happen, as I explained many times. If everybody comes tonight and join us and create a community of light, and the leaders and the whole humanity see that this is God's revelation and the way of God, we might have the kingdom tomorrow. But if they don't, of course, we will have a longer time to accomplish this truth. So that is what it meant in that verse, in that chapter. It means the kingdom of God is going to come very soon. The mystery of God has already finished. You don't have to cover or not to reveal the word of God anymore. This is the word of God. That is the mystery that was hidden even from prophets, like Prophet Daniel. God said, don't reveal it to humanity, and now it is revealed to man. Okay, the Max is asking, there is no historical evidence that Jesus ever existed whatsoever. If Jesus ever existed, Exian murdered millions of people on his behalf. Okay? And then people have been murdering in the name of God since beginning of the history. Why don't we stop? I think it's time. Yes, it is time. Well, Jesus, first of all, he is so historically hard to pinpoint that even his name actually wasn't Jesus at all. His name was Esau, his earthly name. Of course, his spiritual name was a name that cannot be pronounced. Now, was he Jesus? Was Esau lived at all? Did he really bring the revelation to humanity? Remember, when he came, he preached to a very small number of people. He didn't have internet or pal talk to reach thousands of people or millions of people. He only preached for 3 years and a half, and he was crucified after that. I have been preaching this for the last 25 years, and you can see how few people have heard it and have responded to it. Of course, a lot of people have heard, probably thousands of people have heard this message and this revelation, but very people you can see even are interested to respond, and even those who are interested to respond really are not 100% dedicated to it completely to reach to the rest of humanity. Now, see, him in 3.5 years preaching to the humanity with a much less, you know, communicative ability, and then of course crucified, the only thing left is what his disciple took and spread. And of course the disciples love to exaggerate. Disciples love to, you know, change things around according to their understanding. And even he was very upset when he explained some parts of his teaching, and his disciples still didn't understand what he was talking about. And he asked them, "You still don't understand either?" You know, so we can see the possibility that a lot of things change in his teaching is there. And now we have Christ and his teaching according to the New Testament and Old Testament, New Testament, and that is why, you know, the teaching of Paul is more greater for a lot of Christians than him, because, you know, his teaching is not completely presented to humanity, and the parts are so hard to follow for many people that they rather, you know, accept Paul's words instead of the Christ. So the base of most religion before this religion is based on ego, and as we said, ego creates separation. Ego loves to say, "I am the only way." You see, I am better than everybody else. Ego loves to say, "I am the chosen one," because if I'm chosen, the rest are not, so I'm better than everybody else. Ego likes to say, "I have the last word of God, everybody else is wrong, therefore I can kill them because they are not listening to us, because we have the last word." But the last word, which is this one, is telling everybody has the essence of God. You cannot kill them, you cannot destroy them, you cannot wage war in them to destroy and kill millions in the name of the religion. Really, in truth, religion didn't kill millions of people. Dogmas and egos killed those people because they didn't understand the religion. Right. Paul invited them to experience, okay, that Jesus, as most people believe. That's exactly true. That is why we only accept the red word of Christ in the New Testament. And the teaching of Paul are not accepted here as the whole truth. Of course, like everybody else, he has some truth. He has brought a lot of truth about Christ, but also he added a lot of himself. And therefore, we have to take those things that are our understanding. We have to take our dogmas out of religion. And that is what this mission has done. It has taken all the dogmas out. Of course, mission means it is the mission of God. Therefore, it's God has done. God already knows human and the revelation and teachings and religions on earth. Now, he has sent this revelation which clearly takes all the dogma out of the religions, purifies them, and put them together and shows each of them are a part of a greater truth. And then you put them together, then you can see the whole picture. Okay, Brad asking, Saloom Brad, I have a question about the chakras. If the glands or the organ related to a spiritual center are damaged through drugs or removed by surgery, how does this affect the Kundalini system? Thank you. You're welcome. And if a chakra is damaged, which is very hard things to do, because chakras are ethereal beings, and therefore they are hard to damage with the surgery or any instrument in physical world. The only thing can happen to them, they are prematurely opened by drugs. You see, that is when in 60s people used LSD a lot. What happened to them was they went somewhere they're not supposed to go. They opened their chakras and experienced a greater spiritual feelings that they were not ready for it. That's why a lot of them went crazy and absolutely couldn't handle the situation. In this case, of course, meditation and treatment and, you know, bringing them understanding that what they have experienced is not for them, they are not ready for it, they can little by little forget about it, and but a lot of meditation eventually go to the same place, but prepared. Therefore, you cannot damage chakra, you cannot damage ethereal, you know, thing, because knife cannot reach ether. Ether is beyond even air. Okay? So, can you damage air with the knife? No, you cannot. You might split it for a second, but really it goes back together again. Ether is even subtler than air. Therefore, knife cannot reach it, cannot destroy it, but it can be opened. It can be forced to open, and a person can experience that the people who use the drug feel, especially, you know, high drug like LSD, or, you know, the feeling that they can go somewhere and experience, you know, things that they did not even exist. So in that case, they have to stop. They have to start meditating in a greater degree and follow a ten divine path. Realize that, you know, the goal of the life is not to use the drug and get the stone and feel good, and then after you come back, you have destroyed the... Okay. We are going to a lot of questions here. Okay. Hey, Baku asking, I have a question. You claim to be the lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of the David, has revealed, okay, prevailed to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof. Explain how you are the root of the David. Well, when I received this revelation, the very teaching and unification and the truth is revealed to me was enough for me, and I really wasn't looking for any prophecies to be fulfilled or genealogy which connects me to King David and Adam. But as the mission progressed, other people start finding a lot of prophecies that is fulfilled by me and this vessel, and therefore it confirmed more and more to those who are looking for prophecies that indeed God has told this will come, and it has, according to God and His, you know, prophecies that foretold to happen. Therefore, if you want to see the prophecies, go to our website and look at those prophecies and see they have all been fulfilled. And the fulfillment is not only for one religion, it's fulfillment of all religion and foretelling of coming of this revelation and this vessel. Therefore, this is actually the glorification of God, that God foretells things will happen, and it will. Then, of course, around 2 years ago, I don't know, probably you even know, Brother Frank came to our room and claimed that I am the line of Prophet Judah, and I am connected to the King David. And the only thing I told him and I knew was that I am from the lineage of Nader Shah in Iran, and he connected, of course, he was a Baha'i before he came to us, and he knew that Nader Shah is connected to King David because they have their genealogy already charted to the to King David. So that clearly showed that yes, my genealogy also connected to King David, and of course from King David to Adam. And he called the Christ as the Christ then David, because he was from the lineage of David, and he was calling me the Christ then Adam, because not only my genealogy goes to King David, also it goes to Prophet Muhammad or Ishmaelites. So it fulfills both religion and prophecies and all that. Therefore, the claim to be the line of Prophet Judah is through the connection of our genealogy to the King David and Adam. And of course, I think we have directed you many times to go to our website. They're all there. I didn't create them. I didn't bring them. I wasn't even looking for them. But they are all there for your view and seeing the truth of the revelation, the truth of God and Word of God, and also genealogy and prophecies, all there to help you to recognize and realize this is from God. It is. There's no doubt about it. Okay, and if I, for a moment, somebody proved to me it's not from God, I am the first person who will let it go. But if it's from God and He has uniquely chosen this vessel to bring it to humanity, now it is up to you and humanity to prove themselves what He already been proven to me. And if it's proven to you, then it is your mission. I'm done with you. Actually, the moment I give this revelation to you, I'm not done with you. You know, so it is not an ego trip that, yeah, I'm the line of the tribe of Judah and I have fulfilled all this, so everybody fall in front of me and worship me. No, it's not. It is to humbly glorify God, because He has indeed is deserve to be glorified and be focused of every man and woman on earth, because that is their salvation. The more they focus on God, of course, the less they will focus on each other and on this external world. So this is all proven. The other people have proven for us, and it is now there for you to see it and prove it to yourself. Okay, Brad says, the energy vortex is always present and usable. What do you mean by energy vortex? You mean chakras, I suppose. So, yes, they are always there. They are open according to your state of spiritual progress. If just like that example, they say, if a tailor and a pocket picker in the street looking at the people, the tailor look at their clothing and say, wow, look at that's beautiful, that's how well made and all that. But the pocket picker looks at, oh, how can I put my hand in the pocket of these people with those kind of clothing and steal their wallet or something like that. So they are looking at the same thing. Okay, it's just their perception, what they see is different than what the other person sees. So why? Why the pocket picker is in lower nature and he wants his physiological and safety needs to be satisfied without hard working, and he wants to do it, you know, instant, very easily. So that's why he become a pocket picker. A tailor is a person who have a business and he wants to make more money, so he is trying to find out what is best way to make better clothing. So the tailor is a little higher than, or much higher than the pocket picker. It's the same thing. They're looking at the same thing, but they see so differently. Same thing here, you know, a lot of people come to the mission, they say the same thing, but they hear it differently because those who are ready for it, they say, yeah, it makes sense. Look, you know, prophecies are fulfilled, that, you know, everything that God said is going to do, he has done. The book with the seal, with the seven seals is open. You know, the revelation is God is here, it is also the end time. And they can see, some other people say, come here, and they yell, no, no, it's not true, it's not correct, this is from devil, and this and that. Why? It's the same thing with two people seeing it so differently. Those who see it as the truth, they have been meditating, they have been progressing in their spiritual path, they have reached to a point, they see there is no separation between humans. And therefore, chakras, or energy vortex as you call it, they have different tendencies that we are in. You know, when you are in the first chakra, the only thing you are really concerned about is my physiological and safety needs come from. Then your second chakra, you want a partner, you want to, you know, have a wife and this family, this and that, and all that. So we can you can see that they are in different level of the consciousness. So yes, indeed, the energy vortex or chakras always present, and also they're connected to the universe, to the koshas. Actually, if you want to know more, read the Universal Man in Do. And it explains that very clearly how they are all related. Okay, Major Rebellion, I have a question. You claim to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. One of the elders said we've not been home. Okay, if the text went very far, fast, if there is any questions that I miss, either post it or somebody PM it to me, so I can answer them. I send my angel to testify unto you these things. I am the root and the... Okay. Alright. Finally, you know, there were some questions there, then the person who asked them left, so we don't have to answer them. So, again, all of you here, you know, go ahead and go to our website, or you have been on our website and you have recognized and realized what we say is the truth. Take a pen and pencil. Go to your email. And find out different organizations and systems, and everybody on earth, if they are Hindus, Buddhists, or in the mystical path, send them emails or letters and invite them to come see the truth in our website and the truth that has been revealed to humanity. If you know Jewish organization that they are waiting for Messiah to come, let them know it is indeed here. If you know Christian organizational system, let them know indeed the last revelation of God have come, the line of tribe of Judah have opened the seven seals and revealed the book sealed with the seven seals, and let them come and see the truth in it. Let the Muslim know that they indeed need the grace of Christ and our teaching, and they should also realize that Islam not gonna take over the world. The more they try, the more they will be disconnecting themselves from the rest of the world, and they will not be able to do that. The only one who can do it is the one that tells everybody, your religion is okay. The only thing is, you are a part of a greater truth. Tell Baha'is also that Bob said, he who will manifest is going to come later, not 9 years after Bob, as Baha'u'llah claimed to be, but a short time later. This can be 200 years later, and now it has come. And as Bob prophesied and foretold, every sentence in the book that he who will manifest, when that book comes, every sentence you can write 1,000 books about it. And that's exactly what you can do with though. That's why we have been at it for 25 years, and we were talking about it for 25 years, and still we are going on and preaching, and still we have not finished talking about it. Because Go is packed with truth, and every word in it and in the sentence of it can be a topic for a book or many books and realization. Actually, if you do not know though, you do not know your religion. You do not know the revelation of God. So let the humanity know, if they want to know their own religion, if they want to know the will of God, this is it. This is the will of God, and we are calling them all to come and join us. At least the elect in those religions. And we don't discriminate among any of them. You know, if you are a Hindu or a Buddhist, or a Muslim or a Christian or Jews or Baha'i, as far as you see the truth revealed in this revelation, you are a part of God's plan. You are an elect. But those who don't see it, those who insist to steal, my religion is better than yours, and I have the only way, or I have the last truth, this and that, leave them to God. This is from God, therefore it's going to happen. Those who oppose it, don't understand it, they are wrong. They're absolutely going against God's will. So leave them to God. The only thing really our job is to give the message, reach out, tell them. But humanity is pulled with a lot of pulls at this time. If Maya don't get them, the culture is going to get them. If the culture doesn't affect them, their religion, their gender, their nationality, their race, there's so many obstacles in the path and the way and on their understanding. Still, they relate themselves to their conditions they are in, instead of expanding their consciousness and realizing they are essence of God and a part of God, and they do not belong to any nation, to any gender, to any nationality, to any religion. They belong to God. So that's why, you know, no matter how much you see the vision and you explain it to other people, if they don't see it, they're not elect. They are still conditioned to where they have been born at, or what they have realized by themselves, not the Word of God. The Word of God clearly says there is going to be seven revelations. The mystery of God is going to be sealed until the last revelation of God comes, seven seals is open. It's still, you know, Messiah has already come and that's it. That's not the Word of God, that's what Paul said. God never said that. God said there's going to be seven revelation. Well, the still Jews say the Christ didn't come. He came, he told them. I'm here, I am the one you were waiting for. It was prophesied for him to come. You know, and the Israel told that it's going to come from the tribe of Judah. And when it comes, you know, the kingdom will be taken away from you and all that. A Christian is still, you know, waiting for second coming. And Christ at the end of his mission in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, God, can you take this away from me? You can hear me? Okay. Hello? Okay, is my sound coming through? Somebody informed me that I'm not coming through. Hello? Is sound coming through? No? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, let me tell them that I'm going to go out and come. No, I did not.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't get it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, power track went off, so this session is done without going to the end of it. Salam.